Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. You're listening to Naturally Savvy. Andrea is off today. I am a huge fan of garlic. I can eat it with everything, and I pretty much do. So I was very excited to be able to speak with someone who knows about the benefits of aged garlic extracts. We've got the wonderful Matthew J. Budoff, MD, FACC. He's a professor of medicine at the David Geffen School of Medicine and director of cardiac CT at the Division of Cardiology at the Harbor-UCLA Medical Center in Torrance, California. Dr. Budoff, welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for having me on.
It's so nice to have you on. So before we get into the aged garlic extracts, I assume I'm doing my body good by eating lots and lots of garlic as is. I hope.
I think garlic in general has a lot of beneficial properties. So I'm always enthusiastic about hearing about people who are taking it one way or another.
Exactly. Well, talk to us about aged garlic extract. How exactly does this work? How do they do this? What's the process, and what are the health benefits?
Yeah, so, we've been studying this for about 10 years now, and there's been a lot of research on it, even predating what I've been doing in the cardiovascular arena, but it's been shown to lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and reduce inflammation. So three different pathways that we all think have, you know, exceptional benefits to our body.
We hear a lot about inflammation. If you can expand on that for us so people have a clearer idea of what we mean by that and the toll that high inflammation takes on your body.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, when we talk about inflammation, we're really talking about, fat cells and other cells that are producing this kind of environment that creates and stirs the pot for heart disease and other problems. And so inflammation has been now linked to cancer, to heart disease, as well as other diseases as well. So really having that chronic inflammatory state is just bad for the body.
You know, lately, Dr. Budoff, I've been hearing more and more about fat not necessarily being the villain, but refined carbohydrates and sugar actually having a negative effect on your inflammation and also on your heart and heart disease and plaque building up. Is that correct? Or is that what you've seen as well?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. We've seen that over and over again with that link tying things together.
Because it seems like now more than ever, you know, the paleo diet or just a diet low in grains, not no grains, but like lower in grains or at least the refined grains is really a good way to go. Lots of fruits, vegetables. If you're going to eat meat, you know, grass-fed beef, nuts, seeds, healthy fats, that seems to make me feel pretty good.
No, absolutely. And there's definitely, you know, great evidence now and growing evidence. So we've been studying more and more with traditional cardiology studies, looking at these types of supplements and the improvement in overall health.
Oh, that's great. So talk to us a little bit more about the aged garlic extracts. How often should one take it? Do you take it more if you have a certain disease or a cardiovascular issue or if you have cancer? Give us some information about that.
Yeah, so the best evidence we have is related to aged garlic extract at least in the cardiology world where I reside is taking it when there's already some cardiac risk or some patients who have cardiac disease. If they already have a heart problem, either a plaque on their coronary calcium scan or established blockages because they went in for an invasive angiogram.
Now, what about for prevention?
Yeah, so prevention and, you know, those people at risk really is, I think, is the greatest potential. I think people who have multiple risk factors for heart disease, be it high blood pressure, be it cholesterol or family history of heart disease, really benefit from early intervention. And garlic reduces the blood pressure and the cholesterol, and we now demonstrated in four studies four randomized trials that garlic reverses or slows the plaque buildup process in the arteries, that it slows down heart disease.
Oh, that's incredible. Now, is this a study that involved 55 middle-aged patients diagnosed with metabolic syndrome?
Yeah, that was the most recent of the studies that we performed. But there have been a number of others that we've done over the years that have demonstrated similar types of benefit.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, do you talk to your patients about eating a whole foods diet, I assume, and avoiding the refined stuff? And of course, exercise is a huge component of overall health and a healthy heart as well.
Absolutely. And I always advocate what I call the ABCs of health. So it's, if appropriate, take a baby aspirin if you're at high risk of heart disease. B is blood pressure control. Make sure you know your numbers and that you're under control. C is cholesterol. And certainly you need to at least know what it is and know what, there's a lot of options for how to treat it these days. D is diet and E is exercise. So I think those are some of the key components. Not going too far through the alphabet, but F is obviously fish, and G is garlic. And I think that's where I would, not have to try to make it to Z, but that's where I try to get most of my patients.
Now, the study that you did, or the studies, are all on, I'm probably going to say this wrong, is it Kyolic? Is that the brand?
Yeah, Kyolic is the manufacturer of aged garlic extract. That's the product that we were studying. And it really, they've proven to be a great research partner. A little unusual, I must say, in the pharmaceutical industry to be as supportive as they were with research. But I've been very impressed with their ability to, do research and continue to fund clinical trials to prove that their products are good.
Oh, that's great. Now, are you surprised because it's a more natural means versus a pill of some synthetic nature?
Well, I mean, I think it's definitely, a lot of patients like that because of the natural aspects of it. It is garlic, grown garlic, and then they just age it a little bit to get rid of some of the oxidation or some of that nasty odor that causes some of the problems that we get. But I do think that, and it's well better received by my patients because it is a natural product. But it does work, and it is a nice supplement even to established therapies like statins and other cholesterol-lowering medications.
I know I've brought up the refined carbs and sugars a lot, but I've heard as well that those negatively affect your triglycerides more so than the fat.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we've seen that on numerous occasions, the problems of refined sugars and a lot of these carbs. I'm an advocate of the South Beach diet and, avoiding the white bread, white rice, potatoes, that kind of thing really gets rid of a lot of the empty carbs and the processed sugars that we unfortunately take too much of in our everyday diets.
And Dr. Budoff, when did you know that this was the area of medicine that you wanted to study?
To be honest, I started in a more traditional route, and then I was introduced to some of these new supplements, and it kind of just felt right, and the company was willing to support the research, so it just kind of all came together.
Oh, I'm so glad. I do love an integrative approach. Well, Dr. Budoff, thank you so much for coming on today. If you want to learn more, you can go to www.kyolic.com. I'm Lisa Davis. You're listening to Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Follow us on Facebook and like us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.